an introduction to Maseches Demai. The word Demai means, according to one pshat, the, this, my, what is it? Because it deals with questionable food, questionable in as much as we're not certain whether or not the proper hafrashas have been taken. That means food that is purchased from someone who's called a halachic am ha'aretz, meaning someone who we don't trust to have necessarily taken all the hafrashas properly, that food has a questionable status and will have to end up taking certain hafrashas out of doubt, misafik, to ensure that the food is mesukan, it's permissible to be eaten. That means we've taken all the proper hafrashas, including truma, maaser, maaser sheni, and maaser ani, as well as truma's maaser. And perhaps it makes sense for a minute just to go through those hafrashas so we understand exactly the issues of demai. But before we do, let's just give a brief background on the actual the history behind the concept. But the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, says that Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the Rav Yochanan immediately after Shimon HaTzadik, so we're talking the very beginning of Bias Sheni, let's talk perhaps in the 3rd century, before the Common Era. So Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he sent messengers out throughout Eretz Yisrael to see exactly are the people who work the land really taking the hafrashas properly, all the different tithes. And what he found is that most people do take them properly, but there's a significant minority which needs to be contended with, who only take part of the hafrashas. Specifically, they take truma gadol, or what we call truma. Truma is the portion that goes to the kohen. They did take that. Everyone took that. The reason why is either or one of these two reasons. Firstly, because eating of truma carries with it a death penalty of misi b'nei shamayim, of death from heaven. So the Am Haaretz were particularly afraid to poison people with that kind of penalty. So they took the truma gadola. The other possibility, or perhaps they're both true, is that there's no shear midoraisa for truma gadola, so they could give any de minimis amount from their produce and then have it cleaned up of truma gadola. So Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol found that there indeed is no chashash, no fear of the food throughout the food system in that time in Bias Sheni, that there was truma gadola there, so there's no fear of truma gadola. However, what he found is that the other hafrashas, most importantly, Trumas Meiser, had not been taken by many, even though minority, but many of the Am Haaretz. They just didn't realize that you need to first take Meiser, and then from Meiser take another 10%. The Levi should take that 10% from his Meiser and pass it on to the Kohanim. And that is called Trumas Meiser, and that Trumas Meiser also carries with it a Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and they didn't take that. There are other problems as well. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said that all food in Eretz Yisrael purchased from Amei Ratzim needs to be cleaned up, and until it is cleaned up, it has a sort of questionable suffix status called Damai. What is it? We don't know whether it's permissible to eat as is or not. Now, taking a moment to just review the basic hafrashas that we take from produce. I gave a handout, you'll see it on the website also. It's important, you have to know what these different terms are to understand the Masechta. So first of all, what happens is when the farmer brings in his harvest, so when he finishes processing it, then he gets to the Gemar Malacha, which in grain would be Meiruach, smoothing out the pile. He then has to give a number of different tithes, different gifts. The first is a gift called Truma, Truma Gadola, and that goes to the Kohanim. Chazal were Meshayer to be an average person gives 1/50th, which is 2%. So he'll take 2 out of his 100, give it to the Kohanim, and that's called Truma. Then he'll have, let's say, 98% of his food left, and of that he'll give 10% to the Levium, and that's called Miser. And then from what he has remaining, he'll give a second tithe, which in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 is called Miser Sheni, and that food has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Tahara over there. And he has the possibility of redeeming it onto a coin, and then bringing up the coins, and then, as we learned in the last Masechta, then, you know, taking the Kedusha back off the coins and adding a Chomesh and buying food in adding 25% to the value and buying foodstuffs in Yerushalayim and eating that food over there with the value and the Kedusha that of his Maaser Sheni produce they left back home when he gets to Yerushalayim. In years 3 and 6 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, instead of giving Maaser Sheni and then eating it himself in Yerushalayim, he gives Maaser Ani, which he then gives to his local Aniyim. Okay? And then the Levi from his Maaser also has to give 10%, and that's called Trumas Maaser, and that 10% goes back to the Kohanim. Now, according to Rashi, all these foods, all the different rashas carry with them a Misa B'Day Shemayim, but according to Rambam, and I think most of the Rishonim, so the only one that carries the Misa B'Day Shemayim is the Truma and the Truma Gedola. Now, not all the different tafrashas have the same halachic status. Some of them have, specifically the Truma and Truma Gedola, have a status, a special Kedusha to them, and Yisrael cannot eat them, so we'll have to remove them. Others of them, specifically Maaser and Maaser Ani, have a status of a financial obligation. In other words, there's nothing special about Maaser that a Yisrael can't eat it. Yisrael could eat Maaser. He just has to give it first to Levi, but Levi could invite him over, and they could eat dinner together, or the Levi could sell it to him or give it to him as a gift, and Yisrael could eat it. So the obligation to give Maaser is not an obligation to be mafir for something that's kadosh, and take off something that has special, you know, restrictions on it. It's only a financial obligation to support the Levium. And similarly, Maaser Ani is a gift to the poor, which again, the poor, as we saw in the last Masechta, the 8th Perek, could indeed just sell that right back into the food market and get the money for it, and people can eat it. It's not a problem of eating Maaser Ani, it's just simply a financial obligation to the Aniyim to give them what's theirs. Now, we have a general principle throughout all of Shas, which is Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya, that one who is seeking to exact a financial obligation from his fellow needs to, the one who's trying to get the money out of his fellow's hand, he's called the Motzi, and he's being Motzi Mechavero from his friend, a love on the person who's taking the money out or attempting to take the money out of his friend's pocket, Araya. He has to bring the proof, the burden of proof is on him to evidence that the money is owed to him. So in foods that have a financial obligation, those tithes, meaning Maaser and Maaser Ani, so a person could simply, since it's a suffix, it's not this demai, we're not sure whether or not it's been taken, it'll be essentially impossible for the Levi or the Ani to prove that the money's owed. We don't know, and he doesn't know, and the majority of the demai is indeed properly tithed. So the person, the original farmer, can simply eat those foods and not fill that doubtful obligation, and the burden of proof would be on the Levi to prove that it's his, since he can't, so he won't, and the farmer could eat it. And I guess if the farmer did one day get knocked on the door with the Levi who had conclusive proof that the demai really hadn't been tithed properly, then he'll have to give his 10% to the Levi. However, when it comes to the Truma and the Trumas Maaser, so that belongs to the Kohen, and it carries with it a specific restrictions on eating it, so therefore he can't eat it without taking those foods, those tithes out of his food. He can't eat the produce. And similarly for the case would be for Maaser Sheni, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, again in Tahara, so there's restrictions, so again that food had to be removed from the general food pile before the owner could eat the general food. So we're not afraid of Maaser of Trumas Gedola, because that Trumas Gedola was already taken, but he will have to still take out that Trumas Maaser, so he'll have to take 10% out of his food as Kol Get Meiser. He'll have to take 10% of that Meiser, call that Trumas Meiser. He'll have to give that Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. And that will be Misafik, but he has to give it to the Kohen out of Safik. And as for the Meiser, then he can just go ahead and eat the Meiser. The other problem is the Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Sheni, again, he'll have to take out and leave at the side and then redeem the money of the value, or take it directly up to Yerushalayim and eat it there in Misafik, because perhaps it's Meiser Sheni and can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So that is the working pieces of Demai and what needs to be done. The details, of course, of the whole Masechta. Now, in terms of it should just be spoken out for a second that the Demai probably just doesn't apply anymore today, because all this was assumed on the like sociological norms of Yochanan Kohen Gadol's times, and Bizman Hazeh, just not the case. People either do or don't take afrashos, but they certainly don't take some and not others. And any person who in those days we assumed the majority was indeed tithe properly, the majority of food that came from Amaratim, and therefore there's many leniences by Demai, as we'll see in the Masechta, because we have a general Torah principle of Rov, you go after the majority, and since the majority is okay, you'll have plenty of time to be lenient. In fact, the Rambam explains the reason why Demai falls after Peah is because just like Peah are gifts to the poor, so Demai really can be given to the poor without restriction, as we'll learn later on. Bizman Hazeh, the whole concept of Demai probably doesn't work. It has no real relevance, and that's what the Chazon Ish paskens, that there are no real leniences of Demai. Now, if you have dubiously tithed food, the normal laws of Suffolk will apply, and there's no road to after. Instead, you'll go Suffolk derives the Chumra, the Torah issues you have to be afraid of. And the abundance you can be makel, so you'd have to take tithes probably, but no brachas be made, etc. In any case, we're in the Mishnayos, and Sanah Bez Hashem, we begin Maseches Demai with the first chapter.